Now, in the studio right now, I'm so excited because I've got Evie Antonio, and she is the winner of last year's 2016 East of England prize for competition for the National Open Art. And she's in the studio with me today. And of course, she's brought her beautiful piece of artwork as well, which we're going to take some pictures of and show you. Good morning, Evie.
Good morning, Susie.
Lovely to have you here. I know you're a little bit nervous about being here, aren't you? But it's lovely here. We treat everyone really nicely here.
Thank you.
So we want to talk about the National Open Art Competition because it's a pretty big major competition for the UK and Ireland. Now, have entered in since 2010 and you've been shortlisted. And then, of course, you won the most amazing prize last year. So tell us your intro into the NOA, the National Open Art Competition. How did you find out about it?
Well, when both my children, my little one started school in 2010, and basically I then decided to embark on pursuing an art career. I'd been an illustrator prior to that for many years with my husband, and he said, just go and do what you want to do. So one of the things I researched was it was good to enter open competitions. They were good sort of exposure and a platform to launch your career. So I researched this, and National Open Art was one of the ones that stood out to me. And one of the main reasons at the time was that they were the only ones that accepted computer-generated art. They were quite open to any kind of medium, and my work is digital, so that was obviously the first starting point.
Actually, that's a good point, because there are lots and lots of categories. You've got the fine arts, you've got awards for young artists, that's 23 exactly. years and under. That's right, isn't it? And then I'm just reading here, photography awards, Cass Arts Awards.
It's everything. They literally cover everyone. Anyone can enter.
And this is the 21st year of the National Open Arts Competition. So a pretty amazing thing to do. And really importantly, it's not only, as you say, for professionals, it's for amateurs as well. It's a great platform, isn't it, to get on and do. So you were shortlisted. You won your award last year.
That's right.
Who did you get to meet, and what was it? What was it like?
Well, one of the most special treats was I got to meet the team, because prior to that I'd been speaking to them by email, by Twitter, Facebook. I kind of knew the names, but I'd never met the faces. So I actually felt like I was meeting some friends. It was like a reunion. So that was the biggest treat for me, to actually get to speak to them face to face. I also got to meet the lady, Vanessa Winnie, who sponsored my art prize, which was an honour. She was a lovely lady, and she's an artist herself, so it was very touching to actually have the support from her as a fellow artist as well.
And presumably you got to meet lots of other artists during the process of being judged.
And definitely.
How long does it take? What's the process from start to finish?
So you enter your artwork, and then the judges choose them from like a projection. And from that point, you're shortlisted. That's if you're shortlisted. And then they go into final round of judging, which are the ones that are chosen as the finalists for the exhibition, which usually is a venue in London. They choose very good venues in London, National Open Art.
Now, I'd love to know a little bit more about your piece, because it's called Papillon de Nuit, isn't it? And it's a digital art piece, isn't it? Though you've literally physically brought it in as well, so I need to... How can you bring it in if it's digital? You have to enlighten us all here.
Well, it's actually looks like a painting. It's just painted in a different medium. So, and the reason I started to paint digitally, again, going back to children, family life, I had less time as a mother, and I found that painting on computer gave me more time at night. Unfortunately, that's when I used to do a lot of my work. Once I put them to bed, I'd go and sit on the computer and try and recreate the kind of work that I did traditionally with watercolour. So I could, obviously having the knowledge of traditional skills, I could apply that to computer. And obviously as technology's moved on, you can obviously create the same effects. So it also meant I could save my work and go back to it. I didn't have to have wet paint anywhere. I could use artificial light to paint by at night. So that's what got me into that medium in the first place, is so I could follow my passion and be a mum.
And it's blooming hard work, I think, sometimes, isn't it, being a mum when you're trying to look after them. And as you say, what a because this NOA, National Art Competition, it's open to all categories, which makes it so much more accessible, doesn't it?
And welcoming.
And welcoming, yes.
Encouraging.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we want to just get across that this year's competition is open for entries, but the closing date is the 9th of July,
That's
isn't
right,
it?
Yes.
So we're really keen on what you've been telling us about this amazing competition. We need to make sure that you out there are aware of this. Now, it closes on the 9th of July. Do get on the website, which is nationalopenart.org, and it will give you all the information for this year's entry. And as I said, it is open now, but it closes on the 9th of July in a few weeks' time. So we can't stress enough that this is a fantastic competition open to professionals and amateurs as well. Though I wouldn't call, I think you've done so well, but as you say, life goes on and you are now looking after things for you with your son, which is normal. It's what I have to do at home when I finish my job here.
That's right.
But any future things after that, do you, I'm sure you envisage doing some more art pieces with...
Well, I am actually making the time to work on my entry for this year.
Ah, you
see. One thing I have made time for in the very little time I do have at the moment. I will carry on to grow. I'm trying to take my work into silk as well. I've also done some silk scarves.
Which you've got here, yeah, so we're going to have a picture of that.
So I'm trying to sort of enterprise into products as well, because I think that there is a connection between art and, you know, home things for the home as well, which I'm quite passionate about as well.
Now, Evie, if we wanted to see some of the exhibits from the competition, obviously yours, where would we get to see yours? On your website, I think, is that right?
That's right.
Can you give us your website address?
So it's www.evieantonio.co.uk.
And
I'm actually exhibiting with Bayard Art in Cambridge as part of their summer exhibition, which starts July the 9th.
And the National Open Art Competition as well, when you enter, the pieces that have won, they're exhibited, aren't they, as well? Are they exhibited online, or is there specific areas that...
In so many ways, they're exhibited online. There's the exhibition in London, then it goes to Chichester. Then there's... this year we had the shortlisted artworks also had an exhibition, which was I was also part of, because I also had one piece shortlisted, and that was in a hotel in London as part of Art Rooms, which was again an amazing experience. So I got to experience that side of things as well. They produced amazing catalogues with their exhibitions as well.
Oh, you've got
printed.
The.
I brought them with me. So you
oh,
can
yours
see.
Is in the mag. It's in the catalogue.
That's right.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
And there's always so many There were so many giveaways as well. Art supplies at the private view. Plenty of.
And so that's. I was going to ask you about support. You obviously had support for when you entered and you were shortlisted. Were you given support from the time that you were shortlisted? And,
definitely.
Yes.
I was encouraged from day one. Had an email with the chairman of NOAA.
Is that Neil Granger,
right,
isn't it?
Yes. And he basically said, are you entering again this year? It was just personal, because I said I thought I'd missed the deadline. So I've always felt that there's someone there at the end of an email, at the end of Twitter, at the end, you know, that I can talk to.
Yes.
So I feel like they're almost like a family.
Well, I have spoken to Neil Granger, and he's incredibly supportive of the National Open Art. He thinks it is an incredible art competition, and open to everyone, anyone, as I said, in the UK and Ireland. And Evie, I wish you the best of luck for this year and all your fellow peer competitors as well that will be coming in.
Well,
and
I have encouraged many friends, and they have come for it. So that's and they enjoyed it as well. So
that's fantastic.
I would definitely say, if you're thinking, go for it.
Yes, and as I said,
thank you to NOAA for my support.
Oh, that's lovely. And as we said, Evie has said it's the 9th of July is the cut-off date for the entries for this competition, the National Open Art Competition. And as I said, the website is nationalopenart.org, and it is open for everyone in the UK and Ireland. Thank you very much, Evie.
Thank you too.